Hi, this is Circe Olson Wessner. I'm the director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Tijeras, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, At Ease. I'm speaking with Kristen McNabb, a Navy spouse and an incredibly creative blogger, and I think we're going to have a really nice chat today. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Circe. Thank you so much for having me and for your kind words about the blog.
Well, when we PCS'd here last year and I was sitting in Navy Lodge and, you know, ROM, you know, that's that semi-quarantine, I was trying to find things to do on Oahu because obviously we're new here and I wanted to get settled and start exploring. And one of the first things that popped up on my internet was Bloom Where You're Anchored. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. Yeah. And I got out my notebook. I started writing down some of the places that you had been to and recommended. And, you know, I just was so impressed. So I know you, and I didn't know you, but I know you now. I mean, we see each other quite often. So I know you have a Blogspot site and a Facebook group called Bloom Where You're Anchored. And so I wanted to ask you, why did you start that in the first place?
Well, first off, I want to say I'm so glad that you found it right away. That's a good testament to my visibility. That's great. I think a lot of times I see questions pop up on the military spouse pages on Facebook, and I answer the questions, and then I often link my blog and say, check out the blog, scroll through, find ideas. And the reason why I started writing it was because I did see a lot of spouses that were new to military life or new to Oahu, and they just seemed like they needed a little guidance. They needed ways to find things to do. And I thought, well, I love to explore and I love to try new places and share about it. So I might as well start this blog. And that kind of went from there. It was back in 2018 that I started it.
So is that something you only started when you moved to Hawaii, or did you do that in other duty stations as well?
Well, that's a good question. I had to think back about that. When we lived in Groton, Connecticut, I was a new military spouse. I think this was back in 2010. I did start a little bit of a blog on Blogger, and I started to share about trips to New York City and how I found different military discounts and different cool things to do. But I think life started to get in the way. We moved away from Connecticut. We had kids and I didn't continue it. But when I got here to Oahu and my kids were 18 months and four, then I started it up again.
So I'm going to ask a question following up on that. So were you the kind of kid who liked to write in school? Did you write as a, you know, a high school kid or college kid?
For fun? I didn't go to school for writing, didn't major in English or writing or anything, but that's interesting you asked that. I did like to write. And I remember my teachers and my parents and my family saying, you write really well. And maybe you should consider writing. And I just enjoy sharing in that way. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So going back to your Bloom Where You're Anchored, where do you figure out where to go? I mean, do people you meet say, hey, you should do a post on such and such, or, you know, something like that?
Yeah, that's another good question. It's kind of funny. I had to think back, how did I originally start finding playgrounds and other points of interest? And one of the ways was I would use my phone. I would go onto Google Maps and I would just search around in a town. If I knew I was going to be over in Eva Beach per se, or I was going to be in Pearl City or on the North Shore, I'd just kind of zoom in on the map. And if I saw something jump out like this playground or this park, and then I'd zoom in some more and I'd see if there were any pictures posted to see if there actually was a playground structure. But that's kind of how I found playgrounds to start with and other little interesting spots. And then, like you asked, there were some people who did reach out and say, have you been on this hike or have you been to this restaurant? and would you post about it? And so I started going to some of the places that people were recommending. A couple restaurants or businesses did reach out that were new, and they've asked me to share about them, and I've done that. There was a climbing gym that opened last year, and they asked me to share about their grand opening.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I want to come back to that question in a minute. And I just wanted to ask you then about a restaurant or a video review or something. Do you, when you do one like the climbing gym or something, do you then tag them in on Facebook so that they know you've done it? Or when you go to these places, do you announce, hey, I'm going to be doing a review on your restaurant? I mean, how do you announce, or do you just do it and then after the fact?
Kind of all of the above. Yes, the answer is yes. I've gone to restaurants and I've, before I've ordered, I've said, I have a blog. I'd love to post about your food. Is there any type of food or any something that I should share about in particular? Anything that you all specialize in or anything you'd like me to say on my blog about your business? And other times I've either just forgotten to say something, or I just didn't want to talk about the blog and I just went and I ordered food, or I had an experience and then I posted about it afterwards. And I usually always tag the business if I'm able to on Facebook, because all press is good press. It seems like everybody appreciates recognition.
Right.
I've never been asked to remove the tag if I've tagged a business.
Well, you know, I've only read or seen you do positive stuff. You seem to be a pretty positive person. But have you ever done a negative review, like some place you've gone is dangerous or the food is underwhelming or anything?
Yeah. That's something I've thought about a lot, because I do a lot of hikes, and some of the hikes aren't super safe or aren't recommended. And if I do something like that, I typically choose not to post about it. I don't want to steer people in the wrong direction or bring people to an unsafe situation. But you're right, I am pretty positive. And if I have a negative experience, either hiking or doing or going to a restaurant, I choose not to share. Because if I went to the restaurant and had a bad experience, it could have just been that moment or that waiter or that time. It not necessarily means that's a bad restaurant. I don't want to give people bad reviews, because somebody else could go the next day and have a great experience. I don't think it's my place to.
Well, I think that's
we have enough negativity in our lives.
I was just going to say, I think that's a refreshing mindset, because nowadays it seems like, you know, you live in fear that somebody's going to have a bad experience at your place and you're worried about it. So I think it's nice that you're only going to show positive experiences. Yeah. So you said something that triggered me to think about this. I know some bloggers get paid or compensated for their postings, either through sponsorships or advertisements or endorsements. Does Bloom, where you're anchored, get any money, or do you do this just for fun or for both? Or,
well, like I was saying earlier, the reason I started was just to help other military spouses get to know their community and mm-hmm. feel more comfortable in their new surroundings. I know it can be really hard when you're young or when you're a new military spouse. So I didn't start it to make money, to really have any benefit. I just started it and I continue it really to share. And it's fun. Like you said, it's a fun thing to do. However, I have been thinking the past couple of years, I have about 2,300 followers. And I've thought, well, if there is a way that I could make a little money on the side, that would be nice. So I thought about monetizing. You can monetize through Blogger, I think through AdSense, through Google. And I've explored that a little bit, but Google hasn't accepted me. And they say I don't have enough content on the Blogger page, because most of my content, unfortunately, I prefer to use Facebook platform. It's just easier. So I've started to try to beef up my blogger platform a little bit more, but then I get distracted or busy and I stop using it as much.
Well, as somebody who manages multiple blogs and multiple social media platforms, it can become an all-consuming job. So I empathize completely. Do you ever get feedback from any of your posts, good or negative, or do people who follow you or you know, they comment on what you say? You know, it's like on the museum Facebook, I'm beginning to know some of the people, if not personally, I just know them because they've been a follower for, you know, years and years. And so it's almost like we're, you know, we have a relationship, a friendship. Do you get comments back on your post saying, hey, well, we went there and it was terrible, or, you know, you just made my day today, or, you know, have you developed relationships with your people that follow you?
You know, that's another good question. I have a lot of people that have messaged me out of the blue, followers, and several, to my surprise, who are moving off of Oahu, and they just felt a calling to say something to me as they were moving away to say, hey, thank you so much for posting and sharing all those things. I really benefited from your blog, and I really felt like my experience on Oahu was enhanced by knowing about different places to check out and hikes to do and whatnot, where to park. I try to always post where to park and where is safe and unsafe to leave your car if you're hiking. There's a lot of pieces to your question. I'm trying to think. So yes, a lot of people have said, thank you so much. And that's been really rewarding to know that the blog made a difference in someone's life and it had the impact that I was hoping it would have. I've had friends often say, oh, wow, you went on that hike. I want to go on that one with you. Or we have to go to that restaurant that you went to. Or thanks for posting about that. My husband and I went there yesterday. So that's been pretty cool as well. There was something else I wanted to say.
Well, and even just, you know, making comments like contradicting you, like, you know, you say, oh, this was a really nice restaurant, we had a great thing. And then somebody says, oh, we went there last week and it was terrible. You know, do you ever get any of those comments on your Facebook or your blog?
Not really that I can remember that really stand out.
Well, that's good. If you can't think of any, that's an excellent thing. It's like spot on with your reviews. So I think, you know, you've answered my next question was going to be something about it being rewarding. And I think you've covered that. You know, it's nice to know that you're making a difference in someone's life, at least in their tour here. And I know you talked about, you know, trying to manage these multiple, you know, the blog and the Facebook and the Instagram and stuff. Is that the hardest thing, is just keeping all the content fresh all the time? Or is there, what else is hard or most difficult in this whole realm of Bloom where you're anchored?
Yeah, I don't think it's hard to find content. I feel like I see things that are worth sharing all the time, especially now with Halloween coming up. There are so many Halloween events to share. And I see spouses asking, oh, is there something coming up for kids? Is there any costume events? And there's been so many popping up and it's so easy to share those on the blog. I guess one of the harder things, like I was saying before, is trying to figure out how to make it, not that I want it necessarily to be highly lucrative or to make money, but it, like I said, if I could, it would be nice. It would
be
an added bonus. So yeah, that's a challenge, trying to figure out how to monetize or gain any benefit. Although I didn't say before, there has been a few little benefits from companies that I've reached out to, like local kid play areas. If I tell them ahead of time, hi, I'm going to come in. I saw that you're doing a grand opening. I'd love to share about your business. And they have replied and offered like a free pass for my kids. You know, just little things like that have been kind of nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, you being a blogger, do you follow other military spouse bloggers or Facebook groups? And which ones do you like?
There's one out there called The Submerged Life. And I am a submarine wife. And we do live the submerged life. I like to follow that blog. A lot of their content speaks to me directly as a submarine spouse. They recently posted, the blog posted, they were looking for more writers. So I reached out and I said, I also have a blog. I'd be happy to write for you. I can speak to the Oahu experience because Submerged Life is trying to talk about life in Guam, where all the submarines are, Guam, Georgia and Washington and everywhere.
Well, that's cool. Any other ones? Any other?
There are several really good food blogs to follow on Oahu. And so a lot of my food ideas of where to go try some new things, the restaurants and whatnot, it comes from either Frolic Hawaii, trying to think of the other names, but there's a lot of good food blogs that I follow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we haven't gone out and eaten a lot in Hawaii yet because of the COVID restrictions and stuff, which just now opening up, but we've been watching on TV. They do a Cheap Eats segment on Hawaii now. And so we're writing long lists of places to go eat. And so we're starting. There's a lot of good food in Oahu.
Yes.
So as a military family, I know you mentioned Connecticut. Where else have you been stationed? And do you have a favorite place?
That's a great question. My husband and I met in Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Connecticut, to Groton. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Monterey, California. That was lovely. And then we moved back to Groton, then to Kings Bay, then back to Groton again, and then finally here to Hawaii. And my favorite place of all of those, we really enjoyed Monterey. Of course, we didn't have children, so we did a lot of the California Wine Trail and Monterey and Pacific Grove is just beautiful. But, you know, honestly, every place we've lived, I try to stick to my motto, bloom where you're anchored. You have to find the good things everywhere you go and make the best of it, even if it's not what you wanted or not what you expected. And there's good things about every place that people can be stationed.
Right.
And even if it's just the people.
Right, right. And it is what you make of it. That's for sure. I was just thinking as you were listening, and I see I'm an Army wife, so we can go all sorts of places, but you're always at a beach then, wherever you go.
Yes.
You've never been inland. There's not a submarine base in like Phoenix or...
There are shore duty jobs, and a lot of friends have been stationed in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
For submarine shore duty. Yeah, it's different. But we haven't.
I was going to say, you have to try one maybe inland just to see, maybe see a mountain with snow on it.
Nice Colorado. We would like that. Yeah. We like to ski. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So switching gears, you and I are both volunteer board members for a local military spouses group, and you're in charge of charity outreach. And it looks like that would be a natural fit because you're naturally curious about your surroundings. But why did you pick to have that position, charity outreach?
I think because I like being part of these spouse groups to meet new spouses and to do new things. But I also feel like it's really important for all of us as spouses to give back. And it's a great way. I've learned if I'm in a slump or I need to pick me up, if I take myself out of my comfort zone, if I go volunteer at a food shelter a food kitchen or a shelter or do something that I normally wouldn't do, it kind of it broadens my horizons or brings me out of a funk. Mm. And so I know that if that helps me, it can help a lot of other spouses too. And there's two quotes that I always think of when I think of service, that service is the rent we pay for living. And we all can help in any, in some small way in our community. And the other quote I think of a lot is, we all have two hands, one for helping ourselves and one for helping others. And I think we all sometimes need to remember that we can help all the time.
Those are great quotes. Those are excellent quotes.
And our clubs are, we like to eat out. We like to play bunco. We like to do fun things together. But it's really important to have that other side, that we can help others, not just
ourselves. Yeah. 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 But you know, it's also a really good way to meet the community. A lot of times people who are stationed, especially if they live on a base, it's a little different here, but you know, you live on a post and you go in through the gates and you're locked off from the local community and you never really interact with the local community. And by working in outreach and doing your blog, you're meeting local people. You're seeing the real Oahu, and not just the, you know, the Hickam community or the, you know, wherever. So I think that is very important. I love your quotes. I had not heard service is the rent we pay for a living. I think that's really awesome. So I know we talked a little bit about, you know, maybe, you know, expanding on your content and your platforms. Do you have any other projects in the works? Are you thinking of writing a book or, you know, anything else, creative projects?
I was going to say, I was a teacher for 5 years before I had my kids. Mm. When I met my spouse, I was teaching. And so kind of another little project in the works, or another little something that's going to be taking my time soon, is I'm signed up to be a substitute at our local elementary school. So that, it's not blog related, but it's something going on in my life.
No, that's really cool. I just read about a school district on the mainland that didn't have enough substitute teachers, so they had to cancel school for a couple of days because there are not enough subs, and they can't they can't deal with the teachers that are out and not have anybody qualified in a classroom. So it is a wonderful opportunity to it's teaching, and that's rewarding and very valuable and needed work. So I didn't know you were a teacher, so that's interesting. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you, or anything I haven't covered?
I guess I would want to share that I'm just the same as everybody else out there who's a military spouse or a busy mom. I have my two kids, my spouse, who's often not here. he's back on a submarine right now, so he just got back from a 6-month deployment. And so I'm just the same as everybody else. I have my struggles and just try to make the best of my situation. Sometimes if I feel lonely or if I feel isolated, sometimes the blog is a good way to reach out to other people and have a way to talk to other people. And I didn't get to say earlier, you asked a question about, you mentioned you've made friends through mm-hmm. your blogging and mm-hmm. podcast. And I found that too. I had one spouse who reached out to me and said, have you done this hike? I really want to find this interesting spot. And she shared a picture. And I said, you know what? I think I know where that is. Do you want to hike it together? And she said, yeah, sure. So we met to go hiking, kind of a blind date hike. And now we're Facebook friends and we visit occasionally and we see each other out and about. And so that's been a nice a nice thing from the blog as well. As friendships have developed and connections have been made.
Really cool. Really cool. So short of just Googling Bloom Where You're Anchored, where can we, you know, read it or see it? It's on Facebook.
We have Facebook. The pages, like you said, Bloom Where You're Anchored is the Facebook page or the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. You don't have to join it per se. I think you just have to like it and then you'll see all the posts pop up. Mm-hmm. There's the Blogger page, which is also called Bloom Where You're Anchored on Blogger. But like I was saying before, I haven't beefed up the content as much as I could. And then the last place I share is on Instagram. And I just changed the name about 6 months ago on Instagram to Bloom Where You're Anchored.
Okay. Well, I think this has been a really interesting interview and I look forward to doing some collaborations. Maybe you could do some content for the museum blogs or we'll definitely be working together with the Spouse Club. And so I look forward to the next couple of, you know, years doing some more collaborations. And I wanted to remind our listeners that the museum's podcasts are supported in part by New Mexico Arts, the New Mexico Humanities Council, Sandia Area Credit Union, and organizations like Military Brats Seal and Military Brats Registry. And I wanted to thank Kristen again so much for coming on. This was really sweet.
Well, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Thanks.